Chaitanya Bhagavat, Ketu and Rahu are nothing but shadows, but they eclipse the sun and the moon. Such powerful planets. The king of the day and the king of the night. The king of the stars, Chandradev. And the king of all the planets, Surya, becomes reduced to a mere darkness in the presence of Rahu. So all of his shining brilliance and shining goodness becomes totally eclipsed and blacked out by the contact with that Rahu. In a similar way, our goodness becomes eclipsed when we step on the shadow of a demon, our Sukriti. Taharo Nityananda Prabhura Kripai Krishna Pate Rattahaila Ati Amayaya. These demons, sinful people, there is no way to save them, but by the mercy of Nityananda, Nityananda Prabhu Kripa, they were also brought to the path of pure Krishna consciousness, Krishnapat, Amaya, free from Maya. They became completely free from Maya and fixed on the path of Krishna consciousness, Krishnapat. Hapane Chaitanya Kata Karilamo Chan Nityananda Dware Udari La Tribhuvan Chora Dasyu Padama Patita Namajar Nana Matte Nityananda Kahilena Udar. Lord Chaitanya himself personally delivered many living entities, Mochan. And through Nityananda, he delivered the three worlds. Nityananda Dware Udarila Tribhuvan. 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 Bhur Bhuvak Swa. Nityananda Dware Udarila. Through the Dwara of Nityananda's mercy, Nityananda has the largest parampara spreading Gaudiya Vaishnava religion throughout the world. Begins with Nityananda. Advaita has a parampara, Nityananda and Gadadhara. But by far, the followers of Nityananda are great, much greater. Many, many branches and sub-branches, beginning with his Shakti, Nityananda Shakti Janma Mata, who is none other than Radharani's younger sister, Ananga Manjari. She, of course, was the first Acharya after Nityananda. And then Nityananda's illustrious son, Bir Chandra Goswami. And then their disciples, Janava's disciples, Bir Chandra's disciples, so many branches. Practically speaking, whenever you meet a Gaudiya Vaishnava, they're in the Nityananda, line of Nityananda. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is in the line of Nityananda. Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj is actually in Advaita Parivar. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur is in Nityananda, and most of the Vaishnavas you meet, the followers of Gadadhara are the most rare, and Advaita second most rare. Nityananda was so much involved in moving everywhere preaching because he was avadut. Although he was married, he hardly ever stayed in one place. Advaitacharya was mostly in Shantipur, sometimes in Mayapur whenever Gauranga was there. When Gauranga went to take sannyas, then Advaita repaired to Shantipur and stayed there, whereas Nityananda traveled far and wide. Nityananda came to Vrindavan, went to Kumbh Mela, all over India. Advaitacharya never left Navadvip, practically. We don't hear. Shantipur, Mayapur, Shantipur, Mayapur. And then, of course, Rath Yatra. He came to Puri, Orissa. But all the way south of Pandarpur, I mean, Nityananda went all over the place on the pretext of looking for his brother, Vishwarup. But actually everywhere he was preaching and converting people and spreading mercy everywhere. Udarila. Nityananda, Nityananda Dware Udarila Tribhuvan. Tribhuvan. He came to Vrindavan and he went to Sringhar Bhat, deeply absorbed in that beautiful Sringhar Rasa of Radha and Krishna, where Keshava brushed and combed Radharani's hair, and made a fresh beni hanging down her back, and then decorated her beni with beautiful tiny little bokul flower garlands. And that place, there's a beautiful banyan tree there that used to grow on the banks of the Yamuna, and underneath that tree, Krishna met with Radharani. And during one rasa dance when she was in Man, and he pacified her Man, and then he started to, since he was in a very submissive mood, and Radharani submitted and relented, but still maintained that domineering, contrary mood, opposition mood. So in her Swadina Bratrika mood, she said, "Oh, when I left you, then I was wandering here and there. My hair has become disturbed and disheveled. Please, you make it right again and comb it." So then Krishna, in the mood of Dasyabhav, servant of Radharani, he very dutifully and carefully and attentively combed Radharani's hair. Each strand of Radharani's hair, he was so careful when he was holding Radharani's hair in his left hand, then slowly and gently stroking her hair from her head down to the end with his right hand, passing the strands of hair through the teeth of the comb, and being ever so careful that not even one hair would get pinched or squeezed. And if Radharani would make any sounds, then Krishna would stop and say, "Oh, am I hurting you? Is it pulling? Did I pull you?" No, that's all right, go ahead. So then Krishna would stroke Radharani's hair with the comb again and again, and Radharani would sometimes make small, unintelligible sounds, like a very faint sounds of a cuckoo or a mourning dove. And then Krishna misinterpreted those sounds of the faint sounds of a mourning dove or a very quiet cuckoo to be Radharani's distress, when actually she was reveling in the greatest ecstasy, feeling Krishna comb her hair and understanding how much care and attention he was employing in the execution of that service for her divine pleasure. Nityananda came there and absorbed himself in that pastime under the banyan tree. Then suddenly an Akashvani came and said, "Ah, the one you're waiting for is ready. He is now interested in bhakti." "Ah!" And Nityananda roared, "Ah!" like 10,000 lions cracking the coverings of the universe. And then he ran from that place all the way to Navadvip. So that place, lately, to commemorate Nityananda's smaran of that Radha Krishna Leela, Ras Leela Shringhar Ras, and to commemorate the holy visit of Nityananda, it became also known as Nityananda Vat, Nityananda/Shringhar Vat. So Nityananda traveled very far and wide. He carried the banner all over India of Krishna consciousness on the behest of Lord Gauranga. And similarly, the followers of Nityananda, like Srila Prabhupada, he's a very deep follower of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Nityananda. He carried the banner of Gauranga's Krishna consciousness movement all over the world, every single continent. So this Nityananda Dwari Udarila Tribhuvan, Prabhupada is one of those dwaras, one of those doors to the mercy of Nityananda. Shuna Shuna Nityananda Prabhura Kyan Rasan Choradasya Jay Mate Karila Parichan. Now listen, Shuna Shuna, listen. To the topics of how Nityananda delivered the chor and dasyu, the thieves and dacoits, chor dasyu, karila paritran. Because as we heard last week and several classes, he was with his party of six devotees, and they're preaching to all the good guys, and sukriti janas, and sujanas, and everyone's blissful together. enjoying the association Matchata Matkata Prana Bodhyantas Parasparam Kata Yantas Jamam Nityam Tishanti Cha Ramanti Cha. And now enter the bad guys. Dun, dun, dun. Well, we have to hear a description of how bad they were. Navadripe Vaiseyeka Brahmana Kumar Tahara Samana Chora Dasyu Nahiar. In Navadvip, there lived one particular Ek Brahman Kumar, the son of one Brahman, who had no equal among the dacoits and rogues. Samana Chora Dasyu Nahiar. Nahiar, there is no Nahiar. There is no one else. The bigger chore, a bigger rogue. A chore is a thief, and a rogue is a murderer. If you want to know the distinction, chores are the basic petty thief. They pick pockets and snatch gold necklaces and from ladies' necks and earrings and sneak in your house with a flashlight. Cat burglars. Rogues are the. They're the serious ones. They also rob and they kill. So they were chores and dasyus, dharmenahina, pashubi saman, ah. Same word as there, saman. Without religion, someone is equal to an animal. So these rogues were no different than animals. So now we know the opposition party. On one side are the good guys, ta-da, ta-da. But then the other side, the bad guys, dum, 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 dum. The worst of the rogues and dacoits. And that son of a particular Brahman, Jatachora Dasyutara Mahasenapati, Name Se Brahmana Ati Parama Kumati. That son of one particular Brahman, the Brahman Kumar, he was a leader of all the other dacoits. He was the commander-in-chief, the Senapati. You've heard the term Senapati Bhakta and Chaitanya Mangal. Lochan Das predicts that in the age of Kali, after Lord Gauranga's disappearance, there will be one Senapati Bhakta. One Senapati Bhakta who will take the teachings of Lord Gauranga outside of Bharatvarsha and bring them all over the world. This was predicted 500 years ago in the first biography written about Lord Chaitanya called Chaitanya Mangal. This is the first one, historically, by date. And he predicted that, and of course, we tend to think that that means Srila Prabhupada, Senapati. Senapati, he's the pati of all senas, the leader, the father, the chief of all commanders, military commanders. So he was not only a Senapati commander, but a Mahasena. He was the greatest commander of thieves and the greatest commander of rogues. He was Parama Kumati. Mati means his intelligence, his conceptions, ideas, was Ku. Very Ku means bad. Ku means pu, poo, P-U. Ku means poo means P-U. It was Kumati, very bad intelligence, very bad discrimination. And so bad it was parama. It was the highest expression of bad intelligence, the highest expression of misconceptions based on a bodily conception of life. And that evil-minded person was a brahmana and name only. Name se brahmana, ati parama kumati. Ati parama, I mean, how many adjectives can you have? Big, 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 super big. Ati, excessively, the greatest percentage of, and parama, the highest expression of bad-mindedness, evil-mindedness. He's a Brahman in name only. So now we heard that Lord Nityananda was going to deliver the dacoits. Now we're hearing about the biggest and baddest and worst and meanest dacoit in Navadvipa. He's a Brahmana's son, but only in name only. Actually, his real identity is Chor Dasyu Mahasenapati. Now, what else? That's his name and his identity. And what are his actions? Paravade Daya Matra Nahika Sharia Nirantara Dasyu Gan Samhati Bihar Bihare Sharire. This Mahasenapati Dacoit, the commander in chief of all Dacoits, mercilessly killed others and always remained in the company of other Dacoits. That's the best way. Dacoit Sangha. Should associate with like-minded people. Demons associate with demons. That's why they're in the majority in the world. And good people associate with good people. Satsang, sarusang. Nityananda Sarupera Deki Alankar Suvarna Prabhala Mani Mukta Divyahar. One day, that commander-in-chief of the Dacoits and Gundas saw Nityananda Sarup was decorated with extremely costly necklaces of gold and coral and pearls and jewels, incomparably beautiful and glistening ornaments, which he had never seen the likes of before in his life. Prabhura Shriyange Deki Bahuviradhan Karite Haila Dasyu Brahmanaraman. When that demon, rogue and thief, saw those most valuable ornaments on Nittai's body, he decided to steal them from contemplation of the objects of the senses. One develops attachment. From attachment comes lust and greed. Lust means excessive greed. Kama Krodha Vijayate. Mayakari Niravari Nityananda Sang Brahmaye Tahana Dana Haribhara Rang. Wherever Nityananda walked in Navadvip, that so-called dacoit Brahmin stealthily followed him in order to steal his jewels. He thinks he was stealthily following him. Antare Parama Dushta Dvija Bhala Nai Jani Lena Nityananda Antara Hridai. Nityananda is the Antaryami, super soul in everyone's heart. So automatically he knew the evil intentions of that wicked-minded Brahmin. Hiranya Pandit Name Eka Subrahman Se Navadvipe Vaise Maha Akinchan. Meanwhile, in Navadvip, there lived a very qualified Brahmin named Hiranya Pandit who had no material assets. He was Maha Akinchana, not only Akinchan, but extremely detached, had no interest or of any type of material possession. Very simple, clean-hearted in mind, free from any ambitions and mundane attractions and attachments. He was a Subrahman, a very, very good Brahman. And what happened? Se Bhagyavantara Mandira Nityanand Takila Virale Prabhu Haiya Asang. Nityananda left his six traveling friends and quietly resided in the house of that, in the mandir, it says, mandire, of that fortunate Hiranya Pandit. Se dushta brahmana parama dushta mati. He's really dushed. Laya sakala dasyu karaye jukati. That sinful Brahmin was most wicked, Parama Dushtamati. He gathered the other dacoits and made a plan. Hare bhai, sabayar, hini dukupai. Chandimai Nidhi Milaila Ikatani. Oh, brothers, why are we suffering? Goddess Chandi has provided us great treasure in one place. He Avadutera Angiti Alankar Shona Muktahira Kasa Bainayar. The ornaments decorating the body of this Avadut are made of gold, pearls, and diamonds. Kataglaksha Takar Padartha Nahidani Chandi Mayekatani Milailani. I cannot say how many hundreds of thousands of rupees that Avadut's ornaments are worth. And our merciful goddess, Chandi, has brought them together for all of us in one place. Shuno, Bari Maji, Taki Hiranya Gar, Kari Aniba Eka Dandera Bitari. Listen, he's staying in the house of Hiranya. We can go there and snatch everything in a half an hour. Ndala Kanda Lai. Sabihau Samabhai, Ajigiyahana Diva Kotoganishai. Collect your swords and shields, for tonight, at midnight, we will raid that house. Hey, Mata Jukti Kari, Sabadasyugan. Takois are hot headed. Sabinisha Bhagajani Kari Lagaman. After making plans in this way, the dacoits waited for midnight. Then they set out for the house of Hiranya Pandit. Interesting, his name is Hiranya, which means gold, and he was Maha Akinchan. But he had the golden, he had the Maha Bhagyavanta. He said he was Bhagyavanta. Say Bhagyavantara Mandire. So he had the great Bhagya of fortune of having Nittai in his house, and he was covered with gold. Kanda Churi Trishula Laya Jane Jane Asya Vedya Nityananda Jaystane Hekastane Rahiya Sakala Dasyugan Age Charapate Dila Eka Jana Dila Eka Jan. Those dacoits equipped themselves with swords, knives, and tridents. They gathered near the house where Nityananda was staying. They all waited in one place and sent a spy to check out the situation. Nityananda Prabhuvara Karena Bhojan Chaturdiki Harinam Laya Bhaktagan. Nityananda Prabhu was taking his meal, and the devotees were chanting the holy name of the Lord in four directions. Chaturdike, Harinama, Laya, Bhaktagan. That's very nice. Whole, surrounded in all directions by Harinam and taking prasadam. Very auspicious setting for taking prasadam. Some devotees, they play tapes. Prabhupada chanting Hare Krishna. And they take prasadam. Listen to that. So all directions are covered with the holy name. Krishnanande Mata Nityananda Brityagan Kayakari Singhanara Kayabhagarjan. Nityananda's servants, Brityagan, were so intoxicated in the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness that some of them roared like lions and some of them thundered. Singhanad. And Bhagarjana. Now that's what I call enthusiastic servants. Many devotees have servants, but I've never heard the servants roaring like lions. I've heard the servants barking like dogs. This one said that, she said, he said, she said. I never heard them roaring like lions in the madness of Krishna consciousness. Krishna Ananda Mata. They are mad in Krishna consciousness. They didn't know what they were doing. Rodana Karayekeya Parananda Ras Keyakara talidia atta atta hase. Some cried in the mellows of ecstatic love, while others laughed loudly and clapped their hands. So this, of course, we are hearing all of this and seeing all this through the eyes of the spy, through the eye of the spy. The spy was sent by the leader, that Dasyu Chora Mahasenapati, so-called Brahmana name only, dacoit leader, to see what's going on there. So he's, Nityananda's sitting there eating prasadam. Devotees are in four directions, chanting the holy name and roaring like lions and clapping their hands. It's an amazing scene. Hi, hi, haya, haya, kare konchan, krishnanande nidra nahi, sabhe chaitan. Others call out, hi, hi, in the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness, and no one slept. Charasi kaileka dasyugan stan, bhattakaya avadut, jage sarvajan. The spy returned to report to the other dacoits. The avadut is taking his meal, and the others are all wide awake. Dasyugana bale sabe shukka kaya, amaro vasi sabe hanadiba gya. The dacoit's leader replied, let them eat and go to sleep. We'll wait for a while, then raid the house when they're all sound asleep. Vasila sakala dasyu eka brikshatal, paradana laibeka e kutuhal. All the dacoits gathered under a tree and relaxed while dreaming about soon they would become wealthy by plundering all the wealth of that avadut. They started to imagine all the wealth they were going to collect and talk among themselves. Kehabali. Mohara sonara tarabhal. Kehabali. Muni nimu. Mukutaramal. I will take his gold bracelets. Another said, I will take his pearl necklace. Kehavale muni muni, muni nimu, karnabaran, swarnahara nimu, muni bale konajan. Someone else said, I will take his earrings. Someone else said, I will take his gold necklace. Kehabale muni nimu rajata nupur sabe manakala kayena prachur. Someone else said, I will take his silver bangles. In this way, they all dreamed about the wealth they expected to get. And tomorrow, we'll find out what happened. Chaitanya Bhagavata ki jai.